One of the things that a lot of people have argued, and certainly I've had a lot of people sending me this alleged study, and I say alleged because apparently it's already been debunked, but from Israel, where they're still arguing that it's better for us to have had COVID and recovered than it is for people to have been vaccinated. That's a highly questionable assertion, particularly for those people who die of COVID or end up on a ventilator. And then there are the people called long haulers. These are people who get COVID and then just can't shake off some of the symptoms and aspects and suffering from it. Dr. Angela Chung joins us to talk about this story this morning. She's an internal medical specialist, member of the Ontario COVID-19 Science Advisory Table. Dr. Chung, it's good to have you. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
When we talk about people who end up as long haulers, are we able to put sort of a measurable percentage on those who have tested positive, who have suffered from it, who then go through this process of being a long hauler?
So that's a very tricky thing. The Ontario Science Table really did the best that we can in terms of trying to put a number to how many people are affected. The problem is that there are many studies, and the definition of post-COVID condition varies across the studies. And so it's really difficult to put like one exact estimate. But what we can say is that I think it affects at least 10% of those who have had COVID. And it's not only those who were so sick that they were in the hospital. There are people who were only mildly sick out in the community, and they develop post-COVID condition. And the post-COVID condition can last for months affecting people.
Okay, so that certainly flies in the face of those people who blithely say it's kind of like the chicken pox. You know, it'd be better if everybody just got it.
For sure. This is... like one thing that I can tell you for sure is you don't really want to get COVID. You know, I work in the hospital and I see how sick people are. And, you know, every day there are people who are dying from COVID. And I think, you know, I look after post-COVID condition patients as well. And there are many with very debilitating symptoms. I can tell you that there are people who were highly functioning, you know, like CEOs and lawyers and physicians and marathon runners, and they, some of them can't even walk a block without being short of breath. And you don't really want that to get COVID. And that's why, you know, there is a strong advice to get vaccinated.
And presumably anybody who develops long haul ends up having to visit and revisit doctors and other medical practitioners. So what kind of a burden does this present for the healthcare system?
Huge. The burden in terms of the healthcare system is huge. And the other issue is that while we have some treatments and we now have some idea of how to treat symptomatically, we don't really know how to get rid of the underlying cause. And there's still a lot of evolving science in terms of trying to understand, is it because there's still some residual viral particles, or is it a sort of overworked immune system, or, you know, there are a lot of discussion and quite a few scientists are racing to try to understand this a bit better.
Thank you very much for this. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.
That's Dr. Angela Chung, internal med specialist, member of the Ontario COVID-19 Science Advisory Table.